Yeah, I said it was an error. Okay, there we go.
You good? You good?
I made it. Yeah, we lost about like maybe an hour and 30 minutes, but shoot, we can.
We back in there, man.
Hey, ain't shit I can do about it, man.
We ain't gotta retread over all shit. Already established in the last episode the Quimini is a dope ass album.
One skip of on there, but other than that,
that's what. You all time I be real. This is Aquemini for me is the weakest album in the Outkast's on catalog.
Okay. Give me your Outkast catalog and I'll give you mine.
In order, hold up.
However you want to do it.
There we go. The Outkast catalog. You know, let me pull all this shit up so I can go ahead and get the visual.
Girl, you forgetting Idlewild. I ain't gonna say Idlewild.
I forgot about Idlewild, shit.
Well, you forgetting about Idlewild now. I don't know, you might have liked it. I don't know.
I didn't. me, the order is AT Alien, Stank On You, Speaker Box, Southern Playalistic, Aquemini, Idlewild. That's my order, and I'm sticking to it.
Okay. All right. Now, let me go through them. I'm going to have to revisit a few of the album listings on some of them. So, I'll tell you right now. Okay. Let me just go. I had to visit the Stank On Your title, the list one time. Okay. No cap.
What?
The Aquemini one for me. Aquemini, Stank On Ya, Speaker Box a little below ATL is.
Nigga, have you listened to ATL is recently?
Yeah, Idlewild is nowhere on the list.
That shit never happened. Welcome to Late Loud Guy.
man, I listen to him, man, but hey, this is just in particular of order of how I like it. And not saying any of them are weaker than the other ones.
That's what I'm saying. Ain't none of them bad.
But that's the in the order of which ones I go and listen to them. Like, so, like on any given day, that's the order that I go to and listen to them. So
I bought up at AT Aliens first just because on me and you, your brother, your cousin too.
Yeah.
Running down the strip on foes, walking up slamming Cadillac door.
Alright, so since you bringing that up. Which three? I'm gonna give you three standout, three stacks. Three standout, three stacks versus, and tell me which one you think is the better. So, Elevators, me and you, three stacks. Aquemini, three stacks. And Players Ball, three stacks.
Players Ball, three stacks.
Again, Players Ball, three stacks. No, that was the Get Up, Get Out, three stacks.
Get Out, three stacks for damn sure. That's just cause the storytelling and that shit.
They're telling me I need to get out and vote, but ain't nobody running but crack, girl. So,
yeah. And he was like 18 when he did this shit, so it's like that shit kind of dope too. You could, but real talk for me, it goes that Aquemini, then the what was the last one? What was the other one?
The Me and You.
Me and You. Me and You was a damn good one, but Big Boy had the best verse on that song.
Okay, I'm gonna give you the best Big Boy versus next too. So,
all right. If you don't say, I'll be on it all day, straight up pimping. You want me? You can find me in the A. If you don't get Kryptonite, nigga, Kryptonite the best Dre verse I ever heard. Time and time again, I gotta keep it and tell these hoes.
I'm gonna give you the Art of Storytelling Part One. I'm gonna give you. I want to step off and give you that Goody Mile song, but I'm not going to do that. Cause I'm going to ask a Goody Mile one next, so I'm going to just hold off on that one. I'm going to give you, I was about to say Players Ball again. I'm not going to do that, though. I'm going to give you So Fresh, So Clean.
Ooh, which one? Which verse?
Big Boy. Where you talking about
which verse? Yeah, he had two verses in that song. Which first?
Hold on.
First one or the second?
I'll give you first one.
Oh, the first one. All
right. Whichever one you think the better one, that's the one we
choose. All right, the second one.
They ain't better. Okay, and then, I said, the artist storytelling part one. Now, So Fresh So Clean, second verse. And shoot.
Kryptonite. Yeah, do Southern Playalistic.
Kryptonite.
Oh, Kryptonite.
Okay, Southern Playalistic. I made that one too easy because you had just said
Kryptonite. Kryptonite is Playalistic then. That's one of his best verses ever.
Southern Playalistic then.
Oh, Southern Playalistic. It goes.
That made it too easy when I said Kryptonite.
All the Story Pretender Part 1, Southern Playalistic. Then,
Then So Fresh, So Clean, second
verse. Yeah. Yeah.
That's how you putting them in order?
Fuck out this dude. Yeah, in orders.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, who you beating the fuck out of, son?
Nah, cuz are playing on Madden now.
Okay. Alright. So, shoot. I said I was going to do a Goody Mob one next. So, let's see what Goody Mob talking about.
Say Your Theory is the greatest Goody Mob song.
I'm going versus the same how I just did for Outkast.
Man, I can't name all every Goody Mob member versus now.
I'm just gonna give Timo, Cujo, and CeeLo. All
right.
Timo, Cujo, and CeeLo. And pretty much it's all gonna be off the Soul Food album or the Soul Assassins. Cause Soul, that Soul Assassins. I don't know if you heard that album, but nigga. All right, so
nigga.
Nah, I'm just gonna do Goody Mob versus because I don't want it to be too repetitive. So just Goody Mob. Versus lyrically, a Goody Mob songs lyrically. I'm gonna give you three.
Say a therapy.
I'm gonna give you Soul Food. I give Thought Process.
Oh,
and I give you these are just good best Goody Mob songs lyrically, too. I'm gonna make it five. I'm gonna give you Get Up, Get Out. Because they made an appearance on there.
The whole crew made an appearance on there. Damn near.
And then I'm gonna give you. Where it is right here? Hold on. Decisions. And that's on. That's Soul Assassins Chapter 1.
Damn. That's hard. It's hard. I might say Get Up and Get Out, number one, just because of the CeeLo verse.
Okay, I give you that one. That was the first time you stepped out, too.
Nah, nigga, real talk, CeeLo is underrated as fuck as far as, like,
verses.
Voice, singing,
lyricism,
lyrics, yeah. Writing, being able to write. Now, he can't freestyle, but he can write.
I give you that.
Like, real talk, if most niggas sat down and really wrote their verses, though, hip hop would be in a better place instead of trying to vibe your way through a song. Cause everybody can't do this shit.
I feel the exact same way.
That's why I take time crafting shit. I'm not one of the niggas that's gonna throw shit together. But
if you don't write it down, it gotta be a bar that you have floating around in your head.
Exactly. Me.
It can't just be something you thought up on the spot.
Damn, this boy.
All right, so you said Get Up, Get Out one.
Yeah. What's the other two? Let me know the two again.
Nah, I gave you like four. I think I gave you.
Yeah.
I gave you Soul
Get
Food,
Up, Get Out one. Soul Food three. Cell Therapy.
And I gave you Decisions. And I
Decision.
One. Yeah, play that one for you if you don't know. Or you not.
Nah, don't play that on the pod, dude. I'm gonna do that one last year because I didn't know what I talked my head.
Oh man, you got that one crazy, man. That you really got to listen to that whole Soul Assassins album because DJ Muggs did it, and basically he just found the best lyricists from all over that point in time in hip hop. He had
Soul
Dr. Dre and Dr. Dre. Let me tell you how the track list go. It's DJ Muggs, and it's just a 1:17 just intro to the whole album. And it's The Time Has Come. And then the number two is Puppet Master with Dr. Dre and Be Real on it. Then number three is Decisions with Goody Mob. Number four is Third World featuring GZA and RZA. Number five is Battle of 2001 with Cypress Hill on it. Then it's number six, Devil in the Blue Dress, LA the Dark Man. Then it's number seven, Heavyweights, MC8. It's number eight, Move Ahead, KRS-One. It's number nine, It Could Happen to You, Mobb Deep. It's number 10, Life is Tragic, Infamous Mobb. It's number 11, His number 11, Nate New York Undercover, Call of the Wild. And his John 3:16, track 12, Wycliffe John.
Ooh.
This
nigga, I already got
it
pulled up, nigga.
This shit tough, son. That whole album is tough as fuck.
This might be this an album or a mixtape?
I think, man, that's the thing, man. You never really know, cause it's not like we can remember if it came out of the mixtape.
Nigga, it came out in 97.
Okay, it said it's a debut. The debut album of DJ Muggs. So this was DJ Muggs' debut album, I guess.
Damn. Shit.
See, I'm a here go the
album. That's a good album though, bro. With what you said, nigga, if you put his foot in the production, it sounds like a good ass album.
Yeah, so I'm about to here go the album review right here for the debut album.
So he was on that Metro Boomin' shit before the Metro Boomin', huh?
Hell yeah. It's for the debut album of Cypress Hill DJ and House of Pain producer DJ Muggs. An excellent cast of MCs were assembled, including most of the best in hip hop. It's hard to expect anything but uniform excellence from an album which includes Dr. Dre, Wu-Tang Clan, GZA, RZA,
nigga, ooh,
KRS-One, Mobb Deep, The Fugees, Wycliffe John, Cypress Hill, MC8. And then it goes down and say like it's more diverse than it, but basically, yeah, my nigga, this is a tough ass album. And they forgot to say Goody Mob in the review too, but and LA the Dark Man. But I'm telling you, hey, this is a solid ass album, right, son. Nigga, this is like the Avengers of 97, because that's when this album come out. This is like the Avengers of 97, son.
I say the Defenders, cause it's street shit.
I mean, the title of the album is The Soul Assassin. So, my nigga, you gotta listen to that whole album.
I got to.
But this is mind blown.
I ain't gonna lie, G. You know somebody that need to be talked about more though in terms of hip hop, in terms of rap ability?
Go ahead.
Mos Def.
Mos Def is tough.
Nigga, hold on. I'm gonna read you off just this motherfucking wordplay real quick on one of my favorite Mos Def tracks.
Go ahead. After you do that, I want you to like give me certain hip hop rappers and give me let me decide on what their best verses are. Like I just did you with Outkast and Goody Mob.
I gotcha. Where that shit at? Man, entering the millennium, my raps have the holy gat to your back like Palestinians. Ancient Abyssinia, strict to cold the Gideon. Official B-boy gentleman, long term, never the interim. Born inside the winter wind, day after December 10th. These simpletons, they mentioned in the synonym for feminine. Sweetness of cinnamon, the Danish rings, and bruh. This man was rapping four syllable words. Effortlessly.
Every syllable. Yeah, we talked about it on this podcast before.
You heard? Did you listen to it though? When I told you to?
I think I had already heard it though. I've already heard it.
Yeah. Boy.
It's a tough song.
Nigga. By the way, now that I did that, cause I'm gonna sing that nigga praises to that he talked about more in terms of hip hop. But alright, let's go. I know you're a Dot fan, so let's go ahead and get you this Kendrick Lamar.
Ah shit, alright, go ahead.
Go ahead and get you this K-Dot.
New album coming soon. Fuck you talking
about. Oh god, waiting on that shit. God damn time. But nah, you wait on quality.
Hey, I ain't mad, cause the Black Panther album didn't win a Grammy for no reason. That album was tough. So he had a good 4 years, I think. Yeah, it's been 4 years since his last official album under his name dropped. Five, if we include it. Damn,
I'm gonna give you three for that.
Three verses to choose from.
Yeah, feel.
Okay. That's a tough one. You know, hey, that's a tough. I don't know.
Coyotes, bro.
These walls.
Uh huh.
And ADHD. I go for the best verses, nigga.
Ah, shoot, but hey, man, you missed it. You said feel, so you know I fucks with feel. So, I think I talked about this song on this podcast before. I feel like everything he talked about in this song still apply to this day.
Yes,
still apply to this day. I gotta give it the feel.
Oh,
that's a good ad. Hey, the ADHD, that was a tough one to put up against it though. But
oh God.
I think I gotta go with Feel.
Yeah, these walls was hard as fuck. Niggas be sleeping on these walls.
Sometimes when I listen to Feel, low key, this shit bring tears to my eyes. Cause this shit still relevant now.
I'm gonna give you another. I'm gonna give you one I know gonna be hard for you.
Okay, go ahead.
See, where let me get him pulled up. Okay, the great Tyler the Creator.
Uh huh.
Oh no, this nigga is a fan.
I'm sorry.
Alright, we're gonna go.
Tell me, you need to listen to Tyler if you ain't listened to him before.
Listen to him, bro, but.
Hey, you ready?
Yeah,
where
go
the
ahead.
Flower blooms. Where this flower blooms.
Uh huh.
Off of Igor, we're gonna go. I'm gonna skip. I ain't gonna do Igor, because right? Igor is a hard one for me either. Me too. We're gonna go She, his verse on She.
Uh huh.
And. Shit, I'm gonna go back in on Flower Boy. Let's say Pothole.
You know what, crazy man? You know I got Flower Boy over here, man. You know I got the record.
You know, you got the vinyl.
So, when the flower blooms. And what was the other one you said off of Flower Boy?
Oh,
and you said she is a tough one.
Where the Flower Blooms and Pothole with Jaden Smith.
That's a tough one. Potholes is a tough one. It ain't him rapping at his best. I've seen him rap better, so I'm not gonna say Pothole is the clear standout from this one. But I've heard him rap better. But that's a solid Tyler verse though. Hold up, nah. That's the one we had that verse about Clancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a solid verse. Okay. I think I have to go with She, though. I think I have to go with She, honestly. Even though as much as I love Flower Boy, I do like She. I think I might like She more.
For the third and final artist, I'm going all over the map for this shit.
Go ahead. It better not be who I think it is.
Benny the Butcher.
This nigga sees. So I feel like it was either gonna be somebody from Griselda or GQ.
I ain't gonna do you like that. I ain't gonna make it be your favorite Keith Cozart version.
Hey, it was gonna be too hard. It's gonna be all of them. No dancer gonna be.
But alright, we're gonna do this.
Right.
Off of Tanner Talk 3, uh-huh. We're gonna do Rubber Bands and Weight.
Okay.
Burden of Proof. Only One Way Flight.
Okay.
And off of The Plugs I Met.
Damn.
18 Wheeler.
Oh man. Alright, okay. Ah, shoot, man. I think I have to go with.
Okay, jumping, not the pot, rubber bands.
I was just about to say, after catching this, and it still has bars after catching this, though, I might have to go rubber bands and wait. I might have to go rubber bands and wait. It's
my background's official. I don't back down from issues. Hey. Spin right around the block, pull the mask down, and clip you.
Hey. Oh, I got to remember 18 Willa, though. How 18 Willa go?
See, I got you.
Man, these niggas put out too much music sometimes, so it's really hard to, like, get back.
Uh-huh.
Like I had to flip through like three screens.
The books coming, nigga. We don't talk no price because they already know numbers. Plus, me and your open nigga was tighter than the Dulce Runners. First time I ever cooked the deuce, I got four away from it. Stabbed it in the spot so many times, I think, oh, they done it.
That's rubber bands away right there, ain't it?
Nah, that's 18 Wheeler.
That's pussy part, though.
No.
That's not
pussy part. That was the Benny verse.
I think I might have to go with Benny. I think I might have to go 18 Wheeler now.
And for me, the one-way flight with Gibbs is one of the hardest shits he ever put up.
I want to do you a Zelda person too though.
You better not do Conway.
Like, you know who that's who I'm doing. Can't be Benny. I would do West Side Gun, but we all know West Side Gun ain't really the sleekest when it comes to bars like that.
But he does rap his ass off.
He does for sure.
He doesn't, but he the executive. He ain't the bar smith. But go ahead, you motherfucker. Go ahead.
And this might not even be any lyrical stuff. This just off of like the toughness of it, or like just how good the songs are. From God Don't Make Mistakes, I gotta do the title track, God Don't Make Mistakes.
I ain't heard it yet.
Ooh, oh my, well then I'm gonna take that out, but you gotta listen to it. Hey, it's tough. That last song on there is particularly tough. You gotta listen.
I'm gonna check that out tomorrow too. Through.
All right. Okay. So what song? Whoa. What? So is that the only Benny album you haven't, Conway album you haven't heard?
That's the only Conway album I ain't checked out. Right. I even checked. My favorite Conway album is a hard one to say, but No One Mourns the Wicked is one of my favorite joints.
Okay. So I'm going to give you, what is it, Lemon Squeeze with him and Method Man? Is that the name of it? Or that? Okay. I don't know if that's the name of it or not, but.
I know what you're talking about. That's a good one.
I'm going to give you. Let me see. Okay. I'm going to give you.
If it bleeds, it can be killed was tough, too.
I think I'll give you. Hold on, man. That low key, sometimes you have a problem. That's the only problem you have with choosing stuff from freaking Griselda people. Because them niggas, they be on some Master P, No Limit type, just put shit out, man. I can't even go scroll through all the damn albums, man. That's a good thing, though. Okay, off of La Machina, I got you, Scatterbrain.
Ooh, fuck you. That's a good one.
And then, have you heard From God to King?
From God to King?
Yeah, From King to a God, I mean.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? I'm gonna throw a curveball in there. The next one ain't even gonna be off of one of his albums.
I know it's gonna be on the West Side Gun album.
You damn right.
I know the album is coming from. I know what the fucking song is.
You know me.
It's
too
the Steiner
well.
Brothers.
You know me too well.
The Steiner Brothers.
Yeah.
That's number one. Fuck you, nigga. I knew the exact song you were going to get. Damn, that's one of my nigga. By the way, that's my favorite West Side Gun project.
Man, I had to think about. I was like, what do Conway really be snapping? I was like, he be snapping on his shit, but he low key be snapping on West Side Gun.
He
go harder
with somebody. God, damn, he go harder with somebody else. Shit.
Hell yeah. So yeah, man. Shoot, man. Anything else you want to talk about, man? So we fucking recording fucked up on us. But shoot, right now we close to 30 minutes in.
Shout out to Gas again.
Shout out to Gas.
Gas team. We go straight 93, no 87 out this bitch.
Shoot, man. That's one thing we can talk about. Let's talk about Gas team, man. Gas game. Gas team.
Gas, nigga. We are collective. Shit. Man.
Let me tell you on my interview I had. Oh, I'm about to interview y'all niggas. What you talking about?
Oh boy, I'm saying that was.
What you want to
do?
Okay.
It feel weird being interviewed on your own podcast, but alright.
Alright, so guys, team, as how many people make up y'all collective?
Right now, it's three.
It's three.
And who does the collective consist of? Who all in?
You want to go first?
Shit, Money Mag, man. Cool brought me back, bro.
Oh, God. I went recruiting on this one. This shit. Mag brought Mag. A couple brings in with him the young man, Jack 4X. Goat. And I'm making my debut as an artist, Nico Loren.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I haven't met this Jack guy yet. Is he cool? Is he good? Good people?
He cool.
The boy. Check him out on. Check him. You can check him out on Album Music.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Jack Fortin, you know, just type that in. Boy, okay. Fire dog.
The bug out delivery out this world.
I fought with him because, bro, like when I was in the game rapping, brother, you know what I'm saying? That means you should listen to me damn near like every day. You know what I'm saying? And shit, he was like, man, let me rap with you one time, type shit. That's what happened, bro. Shit, you know what I'm saying? I fought with him. So I brought him in on the team, too, you know? So we all just trying to make it happen. Basically, Gaz, bro, is just a team we put together.
It's a
you know what I'm saying? But it's on you. Your grind come off you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Your grind come out you.
We're basically on the Wu-Tang, too.
Yeah. What you do in the music game is you, but we just a team.
Y'all come together every now and then, but for the most part, it's just everybody.
I hopefully get to the point we like TDE where whenever one of us put out a project, we all post that shit to our socials and change our social presence to it, our own profile picture to that.
And we got some shit in the work, too, bro.
We do. A lot.
We gonna get to that later on. I'm gonna get y'all a good ass interview. We gonna get that. But as for right now, my nigga, this is. Hey, I know how to talk, my nigga. You already know.
I know, nigga. I hate you, motherfucker, because you do this shit.
But okay, so what are you guys' respective styles? Would you say, or do you have you guys found y'all styles, y'all rapping styles? Can y'all describe them to the people out there?
Bro, it's just I do inspirational, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? It just, you know, speak on the real, bro. If you go listen to my lyrics, it ain't nothing. If you listen to my lyrics, bro, everything I speak, I done did it. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't even on no violent stuff. I don't even talk about violent stuff, you know. Shit, I ain't gonna incriminate my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's why I get the inspiration. Who would tell on their damn self?
Facts.
Reality rap.
A lot of niggas.
Reality rap. All right. What about man, you? What about you, Nico?
Oh shit, man. My rap style is, I say I'm like a Mac Miller meets, what's the film director from that did all the scary movies, Alfred Hitchcock type nigga. Okay. I make the mundane sound spectacular.
Okay.
Like, you know, as I do, even on the podcast, I can make the most ordinary shit. I parlay chicken nuggets into a whole fucking verse in a freestyle one time. So if I can make me going to the store interesting. Yeah, nigga. And plus, my beats and shit, I have a way of talking which I already got a dark sense of humor. So, nigga, I can make you laugh at some of the most fucked up shit.
This is true.
That's just, in general, how I think about shit. And I like to touch on pop political shit. I don't mind poking my thumb at authority figures. I really don't like anyone. I really don't. It's a lot of shit I have beef with, even though it's unnecessary. I feel like it's necessary, so it's necessary for me to talk about.
Hey, freedom of speech, my brother. I'm with you.
Exactly. I preach that shit over everything.
All right. And what would you say? How would y'all describe? Well, I mean, I guess y'all pretty much describe Jack Four Times. Stuff is more so about delivery.
Yes.
Okay.
He's saying it. He putting his life on, you know.
Yeah.
He come up, you know what I'm saying? Then the boy, like, bro, this man wordplay is like, it's crazy. You know, it's up to date crazy. Like, he gonna come freestyling, yes. But the man will come out the dome with it. You'll think he done wrote it, but boy, ain't he wrote it. Boy, he told.
That's the main difference, too. I write everything.
Boy, you'll sit there and you throw a freestyle session, and boy, gonna do what he got to do.
I swear, his IG lives are damn near legendary for his freestyles.
Okay, that's a bit. It's very okay, so yeah, I've asked y'all who y'all are, many of y'all are there, and I've asked.
Oh, it's one more. It's one more potential member. I gotta see what he on.
Okay,
who? I gotta see if he really gonna do it. The homie Quan Fei, probably the illest beat technician I know.
Okay, so y'all gonna have an in-house beat maker? Oh, y'all going crazy?
Oh no, nigga. Oh, I make beats too. You know that, but
yeah.
When it comes time for like this motherfucker sample Super Mario 86 and made it turn into a trap beat. Yes, this motherfucker took the grassy nose from fucking Sonic Adventure 2.
I need you to get a freaking Ricka player so I need you to start collecting Rickas and shit, cause I got a few over here that Rick be able to sample.
Besides
the
wild, bro, we getting you the first signature.
Oh God!
You said what?
Nah, I'm real tired. I got something I want to do though for the whole team.
Man,
we gotta get together in Atlanta. Real time when we go. Oh God.
I got some eclectic ass fucking records that I fucking.
Like, yo, man. Let me tell you, I'm gonna just buy you while we doing this shit right now. Fuck you, phone. Nah, I'm gonna buy a bottle of Johnny Walker Blue Label, and we all gonna sign that bitch in white paint pen to open it 25 years from now. Babe. Shit.
Oh, big ass porto.
Exactly. Open that motherfucker. Everybody who down with the team from day one get a shot.
It's off, bro. We got some shit in
there. It's real though. I've been thinking about shit like that. That's how you, okay. If you stack solid for the whole team.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Exactly.
What'd you say? Yeah, y'all went out.
I mean, Mac. Oh, yeah. Let's talk. Mac, this is the roles of everybody on the crew. I'm the sharpshooter.
Okay.
If whatever you need, I'm the clutch. Whatever you need, okay. Let's do it like this. Jack 4X, he's the Jack. The Jack is the most reliable member. Is the wild card in the crew. He can be great or legendary depending on how he feels. Yeah. Mac is the king. He's the longest tenure, longest reign. May he reign forever. I'm the ace.
Okay.
Whatever needs to be done, I'm down to do it.
Okay.
Be it start speaking. If I gotta produce, Mac can attest to this. I will sit and play with a beat and fan flows on it just to make them better. I'll do it. I'm the dirty man. Nigga, we a three headed monster right now. We are finna be a four headed monster. We already a Cerberus. Let's add another one.
Shout out to DJ Anonymous.
Hey, out of ATL.
Hell yeah.
DJ that was
seated,
bro. That's who,
you
know, why we do our thing. You feel me?
I got you.
Shout out to the whole team.
Let me ask y'all this: what does a recording session look like with Gas Team?
Basically, what we doing right now, bouncing ideas off each other. We ain't never had all three together at one time. But it's like us just sitting around fucking with each other. Me and Mac have legendary 4 a.m. listening sessions.
Okay. So how do you envision a Gas Team session will be when y'all finally come together and be the
real talk? We doing it at my crib. It's gonna be up. I want Mac drunk. I want whoever got to be inebriated, fucked up. I'm gonna have I got the lights in my crib, which I showed you. They change colors and shit. So I'm divided. Be on point. I got the Galaxy machine. I gotta get my speakers coming in.
And to be honest with you, bro, when we all get together,
it's gonna be crazy.
It's gonna be history, bro.
Yes.
It's gonna be the best thing that ever happened around here.
That's a big bet.
Why?
That's a big bet. It's a big bet. I'm messing with it. So what does Gas Team mean to y'all?
Man, past, present, and the future. And we are nigga Gas. So everything runs on gas.
Whatever you gonna look at, however you can look at it, you can smoke on gas, you put gas in your car, we gonna do this. This is the way of life.
Y'all inescapable. You better make it for lack of a better term. Y'all inescapable.
Real shit.
You can't get away from it.
I'm gonna be real with you, Rooster. This is how I think about it. Hey, you can have the nicest vehicle, best engine, all that shit. That bitch ain't going over without no gas.
You gotta have it. Inescapable.
Bitch ain't moving without no gas. Some gas. Don't nobody want no bad bitch.
To start a fire, you gonna need a little gas.
Shit, nigga, we the spot that's gonna change the way the music in the South's heard forever.
I feel that.
We finna make a cow, bro. But it really, you know what I'm saying? It stand for gorilla
and
soul, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Gotta be a gorilla. Don't be a monkey, be a gorilla. If you gonna do something, do it.
If you're gonna stay skate on ice, you might as well dance.
That's what. Hey, you got one foot on. Oh, you got one foot in the grave and one up on the pier, bitch. You might as well move it.
Alright, so when are you guys, are you ever right now, y'all told me about Gorillaz, so I saw is this gonna be a series? Are there gonna be respective albums coming out from each individual? Whenever y'all drop an album, is it gonna be everybody drops and records?
Okay, my plan album? Is, and Max let me take point on this. My goal is I want Mac to drop his whole catalog of his former recording sessions, is all his old masters. Drop all that at one time, build anticipation towards the team.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna drop like 5 projects full of Mac stuff. 5, 6. We're gonna drop Kobe as guest verses on some of them. We're gonna add newer tracks in with the older tracks. I'm gonna get producer credits. My homie's gonna get producer credits. I'm gonna do verses in some respective. Then we come together for the crew tape, the gas, the Grills at Soul tape. We going music videos, photo shoot. Hopefully we have enough buzz to get a tour around it. Then my thing is we're gonna let Kobe drop first. Kobe has gonna be the club hit kid. He's gonna be
popping. Hold on, who's Kobe? Because you didn't.
Jack for
okay,
example.
Okay.
Jack, we're gonna let Jack drop first. Jack, you know what I'm saying? He has potentially right now the most buzz. Then we're gonna let Matt come through. I'm gonna drop a project towards the end of the. I'm gonna try to drop, make it where we space it out. We can drop singles.
It built our loyalty. So if the crew make this, everything go down the middle.
Exactly.
Same time, if you got you a show over him, that's your show, man. That's you.
Yeah, we gotta pull up though.
Ain't nobody. Yeah, that's your money. If you make that money, that's your money.
And me and Matt talked about it too. Like, if I'm gonna be producing on your record, we get cuts off of that. Like, everything gonna be done in house, recording, mixing, mastering. After we get established,
yeah. Oh man,
done in house.
I know, man.
Merchandising.
I know Jack Fulton. Hey, that's Lil Bro. Everybody, that's Lil Bro. I heard a few of his.
Yeah, you done heard him. He was on one of our homeboy Snapchat story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Or your homeboy.
I just don't want to say his government name because that's the only thing I know exactly about. But yeah.
Yeah.
That Lil Bro. I heard a lot of his stuff on SoundCloud. It wasn't SoundCloud.
What's the name of that shit? Audio Mac.
Audio Mac. That's it. Audio Mac.
You know what I'm saying? I pushed the table. Bro was dropping so much good music, bro. I was like, bro, look, go United Master, people. If you're doing music, go download to the United
the
Master.
Download the app. They got an app.
Download the app. Bro, look.
They gonna
these
give you
people
go
is
ahead.
Pushing
go
your
ahead.
Music out here, bro.
I'm familiar they with United Master.
And when you make it, they don't get nothing, but they get they. When you make it and you cut your first deal, they get 10% of that. They doing all the work.
How
you doing it? Loading the music.
Yeah, man, I'm with a deal right now, nigga. We gotta get 5 years in with a catalog before we even think about it.
You gotta do a deal for United Masters. The United Masters app is 2 options. So you can pay a fee. You can do it free. When you do it for free, that's when they the free service, and that's when they distribute everything for you, and they'll just keep like 10%. Profit off of like whatever you make. So whatever you make, they just gonna keep 10%. But they doing all the distribution and everything for you. All you gotta do is just put all your effort behind your music, or you can do pay for the service and own all your stuff outright. So yeah, I think it's like $100 a year. It's not anything expensive. It's like the price of any normal streaming service. So you can still own 100% of your stuff if you go through United Masters too. So people should remember that as well.
And also, bro, like,
most of your favorite rappers, especially from Texas, they use United Masters. All those homegrown Texas artists, a lot of them use United Masters. Yeah, they own 100%. I think Nip did as well.
And even if you don't make it, bro, like, bro, your royalty check type stuff, bro, it's like,
you paid off 100K's a month.
Like, your royalty check, bro, like, There was one thing I had found out, bro. Shout out to the rapper Cal One. He from Atlanta. You know, he didn't catch a buzz, but he caught a buzz. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went hot. But what happened was, bro, the royalty check, they came in and, you know what I'm saying, daddy. They came in off his daddy. You know what I'm saying? Boy woke up one day, went to the mailbox, boom, he got royalty checks from his daddy. You know what I'm saying? That was just, and that's that United Master stuff, bro. That's what they do, bro. Like, every time you spend my music, you go spend my music on SoundCloud, Facebook. And I had the most views on Facebook, bro. I killed the game on Facebook, but you know what I'm saying? I didn't. Then when I put it on YouTube, you know, it just didn't do what it did.
Yeah.
But Facebook, bro, I had shows lined up, bro, but it just shit happened, bro. Like, we
got. But even with Facebook, even with that, Facebook might have been paying you guys or you the most, yeah. But you it's always yeah, good to spread your stuff.
Bro,
I'm getting, bro.
Look, I set my stuff up because I own my beat. I own, you know what I'm saying? And I set mine up, like, whenever my music play, I would get $3 spin or some shit like that, $1 spin.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So if I tell somebody, hey, man, check me out right here on this right here, and
they paying you, don't even know.
Yeah, I just ain't got the check yet.
Basically, I sent you a dollar cash check.
So that is important, bro. If you don't see it, let your kids see it.
Make sure you own your shit. It's easier than ever now. Like y'all said, like especially United Masters is easier than ever to own your own shit now.
And what a lot of people don't know right now, bro, like these new artists that's coming out rapping and they just putting their stuff out. Bro, this world will chew you up and spit you out, bro. Get your shit copyrighted, bro.
Mm-hmm. Go to a lawyer, bro,
and get it copyrighted, bro. All you need is a lawyer. Copyright your lyrics. If you hear anybody speak them same bars, bruh, you done got you a deal right there. Do that, bruh.
Well, can you pay me?
That's it.
A lot of big artists do that. But people never see the behind the scenes lawsuits, but it's a lot of lawsuits from big artists suing a lot of smaller people and usually winning too. Just adding on to the buku money they already got.
Yeah, so you know, that's why when we built the team, bro, we were like, you know, bro, this you, this everything you do here, this yours. If you got this show, yeah, we gonna show up and support you, but this your show, so that's your money. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We just put a label on it, like, hey, this gab. Now, when we get to signing artists that you know that don't belong to this, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. That wasn't here. That's when Gaz gonna really make his money. You feel me? So right now we got some. It's a plan and it goes to it. So you know.
Okay. So since you just said that, this is just trying to get some insight into y'all plans. So are there any plans in the future to maybe branch out? Because right now it sounds like y'all are around y'all local area. Are there any plans to once y'all get bigger and start touring and things like this to branch out and build brotherly relationships with other cities?
We started now. Yeah, most of our roots are, like we've been saying, are in Atlanta. That whole Highway 85 stretch gonna be us. We gonna try to parlay it into Alabama, Florida, Kentucky, Carolina, Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas. Hopefully we can have the South jumping on us by hopefully we can have the South on us by the end of the year.
Bro, look, the way everything going right now, bro, it's finna jump out. Like the sessions that we got set up out there, the radio plug, you know, the radio play we got out there, those plugs gonna lead us to other plugs.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I'm trying to get this strip club,
like
DJ plug.
That's about all earlier. Here. It's all about who you know.
Strip club plug,
or the stripper themselves. God. Stripping themselves.
I had a song to go out there on Hot 97.7.
Yeah.
It was called Beating Deleted, bro. I made it to the third round, bro. You know what I'm saying? They gave me the shout out to the city. Bro, I was really out here, like, you know what I'm saying? I already fucking with the A. I had plugs in the A before. I'm just knocking the dust off of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, never burn a bridge. This is a prime example for everyone who listening. Never burn a bridge.
Yeah. If you gonna burn it, the Bible said, motherfucker.
But
because this me, this is my important thing to the nigga. We are more than just a crew. We are
family. We're a family.
You know, right, we go to bat for each other.
Okay.
The biggest thing gonna be for us though, I already know we're gonna make most of our money off the music and touring, merchandise, nigga. We're gonna change fashion. Shit, I'm trying to get on TV, nigga. I'm trying to go to the Grammys. I'm gonna win a Grammy.
Hey, speaking into existence, win everything. Just fuck a Grammy, win everything, eat everything.
I ain't even pushing my own button, bruh. But like they say, great artists create music. You just smoking, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Bruh, not to push my own button, the music I do, I ain't never been drunk in that motherfucker, I ain't never been high in that motherfucker, bruh.
But your music still stay quality.
And it's dope. It's dope. I ain't never had an open mind on drugs with none of my music. It's just me. You feel me? So,
hey, I feel that.
One day I experienced it.
Me and Zoe was talking about that. Well, a podcast ago, we were talking about how some of the vibes or some of the energy that's captured while you're doing music can spread and keep being pushed further throughout the people who play the music. So it's good that you're making music while you're sober, because it's pushing that energy of your soberness and being in yourself and not feeling like you're out of your body or out of control of yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, we also... Being the family shit, being in control of your character has always been a big part of our upbringing.
Yeah.
Like, you see what too much liquor do to your own niggas, so. Hey, that shit real.
Okay. Let me think of it, and if I have any more questions.
Things that a man fucked up, a woman's ass and a whiskey glass.
Daddy.
All right, so. I guess. So, what are the y'all told us about Gorillaz That Soul album coming soon? What are gonna be y'all respective albums from y'all respective group mates, however you wanna call it, that come out along with the Gorillaz That Soul? You've already told me about Money Mac, but what is gonna be the Money Mac mixtape or Money Mac album, as far as in the Nico Loren album too that precedes or succeeds the Gorillaz That Soul?
One I got right now, I had it Humble Blissing, but I didn't put it how I wanted to. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna try to remake it, bro. Cause I didn't push it. I was going through some stuff right then, you know what I'm saying, the way I did, and it was just like a rush album. Mm-hmm. And I be letting people listen to it, but took it all the way off, like social media and everything, like all the pop, the format, everything, and shit, man. Talk my shit, bro. I shot a video to it and everything. I never dropped the song though. Mm. It's called Talk My Shit, bro. And I will let the fan listen to it right now, y'all people, bro. But we're gonna let it ride.
All right, you fine. So, that we heard from Money Mac. So, Nico Loren, what's gonna be your album that drops around the same time as Gorillaz That Soul? Because I know y'all wanna launch a full scale assault on the game. So, what's gonna be your album title?
Winter 2016. The year my life changed forever. The year I found out about everything. College, it was my first year in college. Dealing with dark thoughts and isolation, loneliness, love, heartbreak, things of that nature, coming of age story. What changed the young man Zoe into the gorilla and soul Nico?
Okay.
That's just what everything that had happened.
Okay. So let me ask y'all this too. So who do y'all, what did y'all told me about how y'all haven't gotten to a studio session yet and all this, but what type of beats and who do y'all get y'all beats from? If you don't want to tell us what type of beats do y'all tend to pick, or are y'all going to be picking for these projects? Like, what are going to be the sounds for these projects that y'all putting out along with the Gorillaz That Soul sound?
Mac and Kobe are more melodic.
And his Mac has a tendency to sing in his hooks too, so it's gonna be more of a bouncy feel. It's gonna be more of a loose feel to his music. Kobe is more of a club guy. I'm thinking low vibrations within his 808s. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna try to stack his synthesizer and his keys, give you kind of a airy feel to his music, so you don't really think too hard with his freestyle. So that way, when he does rap his ass off, he hits you directly in the face. Me, I want my shit to be that ride music. I want you to be playing my shit in the background while you cleaning your house.
Okay.
I want to feel my shit, sit in my shit and feel my shit. I like. Plus, I like my drums to kick. I like my heart to get you in sync with your 808s.
Okay.
Everybody has a different feel in the crew, but we can rap on anything.
I can go in there and be like, well, I'm gonna be on my Kevin Gates on that beat. Whatever the beat put out, I'ma get in that mode and I'ma. There it is. Cause I mean, when I do the little singing hooks and stuff, bro, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I studied the Kevin Gates cause I liked it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I was doing it, I ain't gonna say I was doing it before him, but before Kevin Gates come out, I was kind of doing it. You know what I'm saying? But Kevin Gates helped me to master that. You know what I'm saying? Just singing a little bit in your verses and stuff. He helped me master that. So, you know what I'm saying? That's why I listen to a lot of his music now.
Okay, so along with Kevin Gates, Money Mac, who also are some other artists that you draw inspiration from when it comes to your song making process?
8-Ball MJG.
Okay, I like that. Cool. I like that. That's a nice answer. What about you, Nico Loren? Who are the artists that you draw from, or that you like to manifest or envision when you're making your music?
I enjoy, honestly, somebody that I respect in the way they make music is Under 3000. You sit down and you play with the keys, you play with the sounds, you and Kanye West type. I want to sit in the music. I want to be engulfed in the music, in the art. I want to feel everything. I want to hear every sample. I want to go through voice samples and shit. I want to know what we doing. So in the end goal, and I want to build. How are we gonna paint this story? Because I went to school for art, and I understand the art process and creation process. We have to sit, cultivate, create, plan it, and go at it 110%. And people I really draw on, like, other than outside of music, Alfred Hitchcock, like I said earlier, his ability to frame the mundane and make it terrifying. I want to make walking through my house sound like the greatest shit you ever heard in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or the most terrifying shit you ever heard, depending on how I feel. Even the Big Crit, Forever in a Day, the way he sits and he hums himself into the flow. Like, the reference tracks, the knowing where, like, I want to be knowing where certain kicks hit in the beats. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, like, where certain shit gonna hit in the beat. So, in case I need to cue Mac, I say, yo, Mac, switch your verse here. We're gonna use that part of that verse as the hook and rewrite that. Like, I'm not a drill sergeant, but nigga, if you heard me do an RP, see me draw something or see me do something, I know exactly what's going to fit and where.
Yeah.
This is how my mind works. Like, I saw puzzles in my head.
Okay, I'm loving it. I'm loving everything I'm hearing right now.
Like, who the fuck it is? All right. Minimal question, my brother?
Nah, brothers. I actually think that's it for right now. Okay, I got another one. And y'all kind of like alluded to it. Y'all said by the end of this year, y'all want to really be on y'all way to taking over the South. If not, have already taken over the South. As far as
World Domination is playing.
Okay, so with that being said, World Domination being the plan, where do you guys see yourself? And since music moves so fast, I would generally ask a person, where do you see yourself in 5 years? But since music moves so fast, what do you guys see yourselves in 3 years as a collective?
On tour of a foreign country?
Yeah. Hey, bro, yeah, another thing, bro. You get more overseas play than, you know what I'm saying? I'm That's where I'm going first, bro. The first big show is going overseas. Because they, you know what I'm saying? That's where most of your plays come from. You know what I'm saying? Okay. You go over there, do concert for them, cause, bro, they...
I know there's a lot of underground hip-hop heads and people that actually still respect the art of underground hip-hop overseas. So is that why you're going over there? To build that grassroots fan base?
Yeah. Can I tell them a little bit, too, about your shit?
Yeah, talk to us. Yo, Max, most of Max radio, not radio play, but his streams and stuff actually came from overseas. So he would be doing the right thing too and feeding the fans that supported him day one.
Yeah.
Okay, any country in particular?
Oh, it really didn't say. It really didn't say, bro. It don't tell you on there. It just said like your overseas play. And then it have United States. And then it has a lot of, but I ain't really just do nothing in like, what was it? I think it was the UK that I really did all my music in.
I mean, the newer hip hop, people defining our hip hop and like really fall in love with lyrics are usually poets from the UK. So
I wish I had that paperwork. So I had, you know what I'm saying? Like, login back then. Shout out to the old team too, bro. They, you know, they got me where I'm at too.
Okay.
You know, I took a break, bro, and like you said, man, why be it, or you know what I'm saying? I had took a break. When I took a break that time, bro, music switched up on me a lot, dog. Like my type of music was hot when I was there.
Yeah.
But then it was like I had this happen, so I'm really coming out of the music stuff. Just to, you know, handle that business. I just couldn't, you know what I'm saying, just do, you know, help battle that music in, battle where I had a little boy coming. I had to do what I had to do, you know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of stuff, bro. And
I understand.
Shout out to the baby group.
When I came back, bro, it was like, did nobody tell me, like, hey, bro, that music there. I just was listening to a song that I did, and I'm like, hold on. But it don't sound like the new age. I can't get the new age people to listen to this right here because it still sound like 2015 music. You know what I'm saying?
You can hear the year it was made.
Yeah.
Now
it's like lyrical music. You know what I'm saying?
It done made a switch.
It really came out. Lyrical music really came out doing like, you know, it really got hot like. It been out and people been supporting it, but it really got hot when Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole and all them come out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I had a little bit of that, and this song I got called "This Why I Do It," bro. It explains it all, bro. Like the reason I had to stop rapping, and you know I just did it, and when I done that, bro, it blew. It took out. Boom.
Okay. But with all that being said, so do you think, are you going to try to, why are you going to do, if you want to do it, to try to keep your music in the future from sounding dated, for lack of a better term, or sounding like it was
You said how we gonna do it?
How is Money Mac planning on to keeping his music to sound timeless, I guess you'll say?
And just keep up with new artists, bro. Like who out hot now? Shout out to the Kevo, bro, from Memphis, bro. Shout out to him. If I said it not right, I be fucking with his music. He hot right now. He coming up. The baby, the real reason, I ain't gonna say he the real reason, cause he took me back, cause the Migos are hot, so everybody started rapping like the Migos.
Yeah.
So I tried it on one song and I caught myself like, hold on, bruh.
The triple flow deadly. You get that triple flow, you gonna be stuck in it. That triple flow like the Matrix.
And I'm,
man,
like, on, bro, I gotta find me back, and that's when the baby hit, bro. It was before it was Black Jesus. Yeah. His name was Black Jesus or whatever.
Baby Jesus.
Yeah. My fault. Walking around
with the diapers and everything. I know.
Yeah. Just shot the nigga in Walmart. That shit was on the news. So I'm looking, and he reminded me how I was rapping. this is how I was rapping. Like, you know what I'm saying? This is how I was rapping. Because I messed around and tried it that one time and was like, damn, I'm stuck in this shit. Like, I got to find myself. And it was hard for me to find myself, bro. But the baby came out, bro, and he reminded me, this is how it was done. So that's how the song Talk My Shit came. Bro, it's just, there's, I'm going to have to keep up with.
As the head of the artist.
What you saying, Zo? What you saying, Nico?
He, as one of the producers on the crew, I'm going to go ahead and say this shit now. Fuck keeping up with everybody. I'm making everybody keep up with us.
Bruh, and on my soul, bruh, shout out to Raw Wade, bruh.
Okay.
Shout out to Raw Wade, bringing back
some. I like
some,
the way y'all thinking.
I promise you, bruh. You can go ask anybody around here. I could pull the songs up when I recorded them all, bruh. And that's how I was rapping, bruh. Like Rod Wave, dog. I wasn't doing a lot of singing, but you know what I'm saying? That's how I was doing it.
Yeah.
You feel me? And I was like, damn, if I would have stuck with that right there.
You could have been there, or you could have been even more.
Then they came out with, what the name? Moray?
Moray, yeah.
He came out here, and I'm like, damn, this is the trend of the big boy.
That's not the same age as you two.
And I start blowing up. I start blowing up off this Why I Do It song. Like, bro, I had, like, people that was, like, I know in the 40s and stuff. Just like, boy, that's it. You know what I'm saying? I had an older crowd mixed with my guys mixed with, you know, them guys. They were just like, bro, that's it. But I didn't push it no further than Mississippi, and that's why I'm stupid.
Consistency is key, man.
Yeah.
That's one thing I hear a lot of big people talk about all the time. A lot of people don't want it. It's not like, even the late great Nipsey Hussle, he said, it's not that he was better than anybody. It's a marathon. The only distinguishing factor is that he kept going. His words were better. That's the only distinguishing factor.
I mean, shit. Like, I say it again, though. My goal with this is, as far as like producing and stuff, we ain't gonna keep up with nobody. They gotta keep up with us. Cause once we get ahead, I'm not coming off the gas.
Cause it's all just recycling, bro. Because like you said, That Migo rap, you know what I'm saying? It might get hot again. It's gonna get hot again because you gotta think about it. You had Twista that was rapping fast like that. You had all these people, but all Migo did was put flavor on.
You wanna go back?
So they were
adding. Talk.
So the baby come back on how hip hop used to be.
Yes.
When he was just, you know, it sounded like he was talking, but the man was rapping.
K Dot too. That changed what niggas
were. Bro, I'm telling you, bro. So it was like it's recycling itself. So I'm gonna stick with the way I rap now. I said in one of my verses, bro, stay down my hustle. That would make my grind a little better. So that's what I'm going to work on, bro. I'm going to stick to how I'm rapping because eventually it's going to come back around. And
I like what you said, too, though, because when you said you got to peep the new style. Say, oh, we going to peep that shit.
Yeah, but I think I got to peep it and I'm going to put my...
I think what Money Mac was saying with the peeping, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm picking up what you're putting down is... It's kind of like the same. He was kind of saying that the same way Drake does. Like he's not gonna be biting up anybody. He's just gonna be seeing peeping the trends, and then kind of just at least not even still. He probably at the very least is probably what's in Money Mac's mind. If I'm picking up what you're putting down correctly, is that he's gonna just be working with the newer up and coming people. He's not gonna change his style really. But he just don't. He got whenever he got them on the song, he gonna use their sound.
Cause like he said, bro, that's how I'm feeling. Cause like it recycled itself. That damn Rod Wave come out. This man doing his thing with it, and I was doing it. That was my first way of rapping.
It's always gonna be a style for singing.
Yeah. So then turns around, baby came out. That's how I was rapping too, and I'm like, bro, I just gotta stick with this one thing.
Stick with it.
Stick with it, bro, and master it, bro. If I master it, bro, when it recycle again,
you out of it, and it's gonna happen. Just like with all things, it's gonna happen, man. You gonna hell? You who never know? Whoever knows? You might even be able to force it to happen again.
Dang.
Just with the quality of your music.
We might be careless that bring shit back. For real.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, I'm competitive as fuck too, so I know for a fact when we come out, niggas gonna be trying to do this shit. Don't try it, nigga. Ain't nobody gonna top us.
And I ain't no disrespect to the music industry, but I feel like we gonna be the best. Every man should have that.
Exactly.
That train of thought.
Yeah, yeah.
You my top five is me, and me. Yeah.
Who did I leave out?
Nobody.
So, you know, hey.
Man, we got the confidence, and nigga, we come in, we kicking the door in. I'm not knocking for shit.
And I know how it feel, cause bro, I have the toes in the door, bro.
Honestly, y'all want me to be honest too? I feel like you won't, even though y'all got a bunch of plugs in the A and in Memphis and all this stuff, I feel like you guys could do something similar to like a lot of Texas artists. Like, they build up a buzz in Texas and they willing to work into Texas for the rest of their life. But I feel like you guys are planning to be able to do that throughout the whole of the South. And y'all trying to get it almost to a boost level where you don't need it. You to the point so much to where you don't need nobody, where you could just stay in your home state, really stay at your house, and whenever you come out, you just make a tour going to all your hot spots and then do that, collect that money, go back to the crib, sit down, record more music.
Yeah. The people, they support us, bro. We gonna come in.
Exactly.
In for them, bro. Man, I done did, bro, look, I done did, when I was hot, bro, I did soul for my people. I wasn't charging nothing. Nothing, bro. Especially if it was a kid event, yeah. I wasn't charging nothing. I didn't charge nothing, bro, because it was for the kids. I stayed here in Mississippi, bro, to try to make it. Like, bro, like 2 minutes that just done stayed here and made it. You know what I'm saying?
You stay there and make it, though. That's it. At the very least, you'll be able to tour Mississippi for the rest of your life.
My goal is, bro, I'm trying to be the eye opener. Like, hey. Them boys really doing it down there in Mississippi, cause they done did it in Louisiana. Did it in Texas.
We seen it with Big Crit. That's leaving from right down the road.
Crit had to leave, bro. He had to leave.
Okay, I see what you're talking about. You trying to do it.
Yeah, we gonna have to leave, but the same time, this is the base. Yeah, this is where we at. Okay. We gonna show the support of with Mississippi. Man, we might even do one time.
Y'all gonna make people have to come to Mississippi to work.
Bro, we gonna come do a free show. Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all gonna make it like how Kanye making Wyoming. Like, you can work with me, but if you wanna get in the stool with me, you gotta come to the silk.
Like, real talk, that's why I like this shit too. Like, I want this to be the duck off spot. Like, we famous all over the world, but when it's time to go home and make some more hits, we process everything here. We do everything here. Everything's out of here. And I could see having houses and apartments and studios and other places, but that's just for me.
Yeah.
This is operation. This is where you come to put the work in it.
Yeah.
If you get that gas card, that's what we're gonna start calling our features too. If you want that gas card, you gotta tap in the sip. You gotta come spend a week in the sip with us.
You gotta come to Jasper County.
Even if it's just coming to sit, meet our mamas and shit, nigga. I swear.
Gotta give respect to get it.
We gonna go out. All right, bro. We got this show in the A-B. Let's go. Let's show this money
right here. Yeah, we going to LA.
We get up. I'm telling you, I already planned this when I was first born. People were asking me, man, what you going to do when you make it? Man, I'm like, shit. Saying, I actually, bro, had a deal on the table, bro. You ready?
Yeah.
I didn't take it.
What was the reason?
Huh?
What was the reason why?
I was working at the time in rapping.
Okay.
And while I was working it, I was making more there a year.
It's hard to say no to that money, especially when you know it's coming in. A lot of people say that.
I was making more money with me working than what they were finna give me right then, because they was on they was a label trying to come up.
Yeah.
You feel me? So
they wasn't gonna be able to offer you a signing.
But they had all the little plugs and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, they were gonna be booking concerts. I might be getting paid a little here and there, you know what I'm saying? They had the plug, they had the radio plug. So I was like, shit, I could do that myself. Boom. Hey, hit T Rail look. Boy, I was finna do T Rail. Shout out to T Rail, bro.
Shout out to T Rail.
Man, I
Post been doing a song with him, bro. Like I said, shit happened, bro. It went down, bro. You know, we building back up now.
Oh, man. So, man, this whole time, I'll be remiss if I said, man. I got some kinfolk that make music, too.
Oh, yeah, Cooley Kenzo.
Cooley motherfucking Kenzo with 2K.
We'll link in. Bro, I fuck with Jackson. Battlefield, them boys, hey. they was hot. Them boys were actually playing Battlefield out of state.
Yeah, hey, for real.
Hey, I was working out of state, and I was like, hear this song in the club type shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was in, Texas or something, and it was like a big event going on. I went to the club, bro, and they had all these club promoters the hype men in the club that be on the mic, bro. They had all them come down, and they was like, bro, we gonna let you do this him for this hour. They gonna do this. But anyway, one dude come in there, he was like, man, we gonna take y'all back to where I'm at. I ain't know where them men were from, bro.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm gonna take you back to where I'm from.
Game.
And that nigga was
my flag.
In that shit, hey. Jackson, Mississippi. If you in this bitch, let's turn up. They dropped that bitch. My flag.
Yeah.
And that shit went crazy, bro. I was drunk. You talking about somebody cut up? Shit, cut a rug in that motherfucker. Cut a rug in that bitch. And hey, that's all I need to hear. You know what I'm saying? And bro, shout out to the Louisiana music, bro. Like, all those guys too.
All the bounce.
We was in the A, bro. I'm married, bro. Yeah, I am an artist that is married, bro.
Hey,
Jay-Z did it. I'm gonna do it too.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take my Kevin Gay, take his girl with him. I'm gonna do that too. Thanks. If we get you, me and my girl both gonna get you.
Hey, I respect it.
So, you know what I'm saying, bro? We was in Atlanta for my little bachelor trip, bro. We at this club, Boogaloo. Shout out to Club Boogaloo.
Shout out Boogaloo.
They had a day party, bro. And so, man, we really ended up. They was like, we was like, hey, man, play that Mississippi, Louisiana, man. Dude, like, what the fuck is that? You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, y'all really don't just fuck with us like that, man. Y'all ain't nothing but like 5 hours from us. So, shit, bro, we ain't up playing at all.
Some bounce.
Only song they had heard was, I bet you won't. I'm like, bro, no. No. You know what I'm saying? They play that Louisiana music, man. My partner, bro. I got a partner that be killing that mohair shit, bro. That man went to doing that, bro. We turned Boogaloo out. This like a bar, bro. Ain't nobody really. They got the DJ spinning, and bro, that dude like, boy, I like that shit. So we gave him some more shit. There was a DJ in Atlanta, bro. I probably come home probably about a month later, bro. They out here playing it on the radio. This is no lie.
Hmm.
This wasn't even playing on the radio, bro. This stuff was not playing on the radio.
Turned the vibes so hard they got it on the radio.
What was the song with Boosie did? Boosie did it with the dude. Oh man, I forgot the name of the song now, bro. Fuck. That's hard. It's hard, bro. It ain't on. If I was drunk, I'd been and told you how it is. But you know, I know the song because I be wanting to listen to it when I get drunk. And one of the songs was I'm just doing my damn.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How that song go? Man, cousin was killing it. And everybody looking like, what kind of dad that is? But I'm like, boy, this what we do. And everybody was like, damn, they doing this. So it was all eyes on us type shit. It was like, them boys in there doing that mohead. Mohead, Mississippi. Shout out to them boys. Because them boys, now flip the word. Shout out to Big Zach, right from Law, Mississippi. 19 miles from us.
For my life.
Yeah, it is. So shout out to that boy.
Shout out Big Zach.
You know what I'm saying, man? And it was crazy, bro. I'm like, damn, those people didn't know what that was. But we knew what it was because it was like every club around this motherfucker, we were going to be bumping that bitch. And, man, shout out to them. Shout out to them boy, man. But, yeah, bro. I thought they really just were like fucking with that Louisiana music, bro. So,
all right, with that being said, so I feel like, y'all, you guys, gas team is gonna be the same way. How how you had those people in that one bar in Atlanta, and then soon enough they had it on the radio. I feel like Gas Team is gonna be that, but it's gonna be all across the South. Motherfuckers gonna be like, "Hey man, play that new Mississippi shit. Play that new country shit. Play them country names.
Play that ball from Mississippi. Oh, that ball from Mississippi. This ball from Mississippi. Lord, bro, look.
And then they gonna turn the whole shit.
Tell you how they did me, dog. Dude said, "Oh man, shout out to bro, though, bro, cause." He was like, he asked my father-in-law, bro. He was like, he from down this way, but he from Garlandville.
Yeah.
And he was like, how your daughter meet a dude from Lewin, Mississippi? And I'm like, hey, this is crazy. Like, and I couldn't do nothing but laugh,
like,
bro.
Like niggas don't live, funny. Like niggas don't leave Lewin.
Small town. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But shoot, niggas got cars though. Ain't like y'all ain't going anywhere.
Yeah. So it was like, damn, Lewin, Mississippi. Like this dude knew a Lewin. Like,
yeah.
So it was like he was like at first he was like, "What the fuck, Lewin it?" But I'm like, "What the fuck, Garlandville is? Like, y'all ain't got shit there." You know what I'm saying? What the fuck do y'all? Lewin at least got bank stores and shit. You know what I'm saying? Then you go on up the road by 6 miles. You got Bay Spring. You know what I'm saying?
And got Newton and Meridian on down the way. Yeah, little bit.
Real shit. They call Hattiesburg the hub city. Mississippi. Lewin really is the hub, nigga. Cause you could hit any major road in Mississippi and get back to Lewin.
True.
Then they'll see you up goddamn through Newton to get on the interstate when it don't take nothing but 1 hour to get to Jackson. You feel me? On the highway, on Highway 18.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. But the shit was that funny to me, bro. And so, what my plans here, bro, we got, like, my goal, bro, I got to put Lewin on the map, bro. I got to, bro. I got to. I'm sick of telling people, "Where you from, Lewin?" "I don't know where that's at." "Jasper County." "Oh, I know where that's at, Jasper County." I'm like, fuck all this shit.
Man, I believe.
Frustrating as hell trying to explain to somebody.
I'm going to speak this into existence. Y'all going to reach a form of celebrity where y'all ain't. I'm speaking this into existence where y'all can't. Y'all ain't going to be able to tell people they from Jasper County. They going to know where that's at. Y'all gonna have to be on that David Banner level of celebrity where y'all just gotta say, "Nigga, I'm from Mississippi," and that's it. Cause they ain't gonna know. Motherfuckers gonna be so far removed. The people that y'all speak to, they ain't even gonna know where Mississippi is. Like, you gonna be talking to people in other countries. You just gotta tell, "Hey, I'm from the southern United States." I'm speaking that into existence.
Dang.
I'm speaking into existence.
In the new style, bro. If you see any of these rappers putting this style on, boy, it come from Mississippi. You got them goddamn Rock Revolver jeans on with the cowboy boot and the animals on the hat. I don't forgot the name of the hat. Where that come from, Mississippi? Tell them I said it. Money Mac, bro.
We better have niggas out here.
Oh, that's some old country ass shit, but I bet you go put your J's on with some jeans. I bet you I'll be 2 times cleaner than you. Yeah, my step was called 3. Yo, Jay didn't call number 200. Come on, I done brought Jay.
Shout out to the boots, man.
Got every pair of J's you want, man.
Shout out to the boots. Every real Mississippi nigga got at least 2 pairs of boots.
And I'm doing shit. My next video, bro, gonna be in some cowboy boots and rock with Revolver jeans. They gonna be like, "This boy rapping his ass off, and he from the country. Look at them steppers he got on. It ain't lemon pepper."
Man, motherfuckers saying big steppers. They don't even know where they come from, nigga. It come from them boots you got on. I mean, you out there doing shit too, but hey, you gotta have on them big steppers first. You can't.
You gotta have them boots on. Your boots ain't got no steel to them, it ain't real.
Hey, what you talking about?
Well, we still do this, what I'm talking about. God. Hey, they cop a lot of shit, but don't want to get a credit to it. Telling you now.
Then when you
most
tell,
of the shit comes from the country. It just moves out there. Exactly. They don't give us our credit.
Yeah, because all it takes is for one country ad dude go to a big city, then everybody be like, "Hey man, what the fuck you doing? What the fuck you doing?" Then everybody start doing it. Then you like, oh, so that's what we doing now.
I did it. They laughed at me when I said I was gonna do it. But when I stepped out of there in them Rock Revolver jeans and them cowboy boots on with that button up shirt from Polo with the animal on my head, I got the thing. That damn hat. I gotta get the name of that hat, but shout out to that company.
Man, I'm finna have, I'm fuck that. I'm bringing throwback jerseys back. Gas Team throwback jerseys. Fuck you talking about. Nigga, we putting out Baltimore Ravens colors first. That's Mac.
We rocking. Why I fuck around here? You catch me in a video with some gym shorts on and work boot.
Hey,
nigga, they stole that shit from us.
Yeah.
The Mississippi, the only place you see a nigga with a pair of Carhartt boots and Nike shorts on.
And don't won't give
I
a damn.
Did that shit earlier.
Won't give a damn.
Y'all really want to fuck giving? That's gas station work, nigga. Yeah.
Want to fuck the game up, start. Zo, you want to fuck the game up? I'm going to tell you what you need to start wearing. Wear bowling shirt.
Nah, fuck that, nigga. We wearing hockey jerseys in this. We ain't got a hockey team.
We used to have one, though, low-key. We used to have one, low-key.
I had one. We used to have, nigga, but we going to rock some shit we got now. we ain't got shit else, nigga. We got games.
Wait till I hit the main screen.
Tell them, man. If we ain't got shit else, nigga, we got games.
Hey, facts.
Goddamn, I'm a dill on my toes.
This ain't no designer, but I
you ain't them 100 for.
I'm fucking never with
seen a nigga step out with wood sole shoes. What the fuck you talking about?
I'm fucking with
sound like I'm in heels when I walk. Click, click.
I'm fucking with it. They gotta be one of y'all taglines, bro. When y'all come, when somebody come in.
Exactly, nigga.
You ain't got to show no love. Just don't talk no shit.
Yeah.
All right,
they gonna
so,
have to start giving it what it do.
All right. So before we leave out because I think I pretty much asked y'all everything that is asked during the interview. But who are some of the other local talents that's not a part of the guys team that y'all want to work with in y'all local area or even abroad? But let's just focus on shed light on the local people first.
Boy, it's one motherfucker that I fuck with, kid beside it with me. MCG, that's the old team, but I still fuck with them boys. It ain't no beef in the air about it.
Okay.
OG Thad, bruh. Boy out there working, dog.
I know Thad.
Ed out there working, dog. He in Houston, I want to say somewhere out there. Dallas, one of them, bruh. Shout out to him, man. Shout out to that dude, bruh. Hey, me and bruh supposed to been did a project together, bruh. It's just, I've been fucking out. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I respect it, though. That's how artists be, they. Hey, artists be like that sometimes.
Yeah, so shout out to Thad, bro, for sure, bro. That dude, who else we got, bro? Shit, man. Oh yeah, Dexter, bro. Dexter, go to Maine, bro. Go to Maine. Big shout out to go to Maine. He just came home off of big. Shout out to him. He back at the music. They actually let me hear some of it. So shout out to those guys.
Okay. Shout out good.
Stack just left. Well, Dexter just left me, bro. He said he would come back. He ain't come back, but you know. shout out to him, bro. Shy Money, for sure. Shout out to Shy Money, bro. KB, bro, they gave me my chance in that studio, bro. Shout out to Rich Homan, bro, not Quan, bro. Shout out to Rich Homan.
Yeah, I was just about to say Quan, nigga.
Shout out to Rich Homan, man.
We gonna meet that nigga. We gonna bring Rich Homan, Quan, and Fetty Wap back.
Got to.
Shout out to Shooter. Shout out to Shooter. KD in Hatterbury, out of Hatterbury, shout out to him. Shooting them out of Hatterbury, shout out to them. Rich Homie, they all in that area. Shout out to them.
What's them dudes in Meridian making noise? MG.
Yeah, shout out to those guys, bruh. Crit. Yeah, big Crit for sure, bro.
Crit.
Him, everybody.
Nigga, I want to be in the next on my sub.
Man, Crit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you go back and look at Big Crit on the first video. I want to say with that country shit, and Chevy that was in there, that green Chevy, man, that's my cousin shit, bro. Shout out to that, bro. He gave them a chance to put their cars on that bit.
Yeah,
both of them guys, that had their Chevy, the Bubba Chevy, the Caprice with the flames on it, and that lime green, they both from Jasper County, bro. In Lewin and Bay Spring, that where them cars came from.
Yeah.
Shout out to the
Mississippi, man.
Man, shout out to the damn Silk.
Man, for the sure. Only, big wild dog, boy.
The only state with a river.
Man, that runs in every state. That run in every damn state.
Cut the whole country in half. Fuck you talking about.
Goddamn right. You know we making waves. We cut this whole motherfucking half. Yeah.
No, big wild dog again, bro. Y'all probably didn't hear me, dog. Big wild dog, what's up with it, dog?
Shout out big wild dog.
What's the guys that were from Tupelo that made it?
Ray Sherman?
Yeah, shout out
to Slim Jimmy. Yes,
the whole Mississippi, man.
Nigga whose name I can't remember. It was three of them at first.
Shout out to Big Draco too, cause he probably said he from down that way.
Family. We Rick Ross, you Rick. Family.
Oh yeah, Snoop Dogg.
Every nigga
from the city. Don't just keep it a rap. Britney Spears, fuck he talking about.
Oh God. You Steve McNair.
Yeah. Hey, for real. Deion Sanders, we claim him too. We gonna have to put him in one. Nigga. Must be the What's money part two.
Name, right? Morgan Freeman, shout out to him, right? The greatest voice here.
We do this. Been out here.
It ain't him. It's him.
Been out here, son.
Oh, been doing this shit.
Since 96.
Shout out to DJ Anonymous,
man.
He's gonna be our manager, bro.
Oh, shit. That's what's up.
He's gonna be
I think I'm familiar with DJ Anonymous too. There, he out of Atlanta, right? You said.
Yeah, he from out of Atlanta.
Yeah, I think I'm.
He was the guy that was the hottest DJ in the city. He won that actually in the XXL magazine. He was in there, got his own page. How he had won and everything. He got the platform and everything, bro. Shout out to him. They you know what I'm saying?
Channing Tatum.
He was willing to, you know what I'm saying? Hey, he was willing to come back to this after leaving it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to him.
Yeah.
That's a big for sure. SMK, shout out to them, boy. For real. Who else we got?
I'm getting the list up. Fuck that. Nigga, we shouting out every goddamn body, nigga.
Go ahead, shout them out, man.
Tippin', we well connected, like Chris said. Real shit, and we one of the smaller states, too, so everybody damn to know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
James Earl Jones, motherfucker. Yeah.
This nigga gonna put up a...
I just see that we got business on us.
Brett Favre.
Shout out to Jesse Lee.
Afro Man. Got to do something with Afro Man.
Jesse Lee,
Afro Man. Ain't no missing home, bro. Nigga, we'll bring you up. We'll bury you on God.
Yeah. Just be on the me and I'll pick up more bodies. And...
shit. Got more bodies in the Spanish pool.
Yeah. So, shit. Shout out to Jesse Lee, bro.
Yeah, James Earl Jones, Brett Favre.
He's still in the hood and well protected. So,
well protected.
Don't fuck with him. Shout out to him, bro. I ain't trying to put that image on him, but shout out to him. He well protected. He from the hood.
His family.
He made his money. Still stay in him. So, shout out to him.
Rose, Jerry Rice, Robert Johnson. Most of these niggas did.
Yeah.
It don't matter though.
Who else we got?
We got a lot of them. Haley Williams, hell. Haley fucking Williams.
Yeah.
Paramore.
Who else I want?
You just named niggas from Mississippi.
Goddamn right we are. DK Metcalf.
Yeah. Shout out to my little cousin too, bro. He about to go back overseas and handle that business. He got signed with
Green Bay. Boom.
Real shit.
He got signed with Green Bay, bro, and got injured. So shout out
Jimmy Buffett. So,
where he go? Where he going to? Out of country though.
Shit, bro. What the fuck that damn team, bro? He said the team. You know
what country though? What country though?
Canada.
Okay. Oh, he playing in CFL.
Yeah.
Oh, that make decent bread out there, shit.
Actually, I know close getting MMA, but he gonna chase football.
Yeah, bro. Brother Lord, the man showed me the best time, bro. That was for my bachelor, bro. The man took her to the club, bro, and I was a celebrity then, cause we went in some little club downtown Atlanta, bro. I can't think of it. It was a hookah bar.
Yeah.
Oh, with a star or something, bro. And I met one of hip hop that played in the NFL, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
We was on the chairs, everybody looking up at us, you know what I'm saying? I'm standing on the couch. It's my bachelor. I'm on the couch. We done went and brought like 7 balls.
We gotta go do that shit when I first. Yeah. Nigga, I'm thinking about when we win this damn Grammy, when we gonna wear to the damn Grammys.
I'm wearing the goddamn cowboy boots and some rock revolvers. Five. Shout out to my brother ATL because he gave me the first plug in ATL. We gave him the name ATL in Mississippi because I was working with him on the pipeline. Yeah. So shout out to him.
So much names.
ATL, bro. Who else we got, bro? A lot of I'm naming people that helped me along the way on the first run.
Okay.
I ain't gonna about them, you know. That first run, we did a hell of a run. But
who are the people you got your beats from on the first run?
Side Money, that was Side Money. Rick and Thaddeus, bro. Shout out to them.
Okay.
You go to their website, bro. They got some nice ass beats on there too. But Gaz gonna have fire. Bring a
sampling back to the side.
Who else I got some beat from? Shit, bro.
I just pulled up Rick and Thaddeus right now. Dang, man, they got 674 beats.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Who else gave? What you call? Damn, boy, I can't think of bro's name. Fresh. Shout out to Fresh, bro. Fresh was making beats too.
Okay, shout out to him,
bro. Shout out to P Money. P Money ended up getting on with he didn't get on, but we ended up. Shout out to Duct Tape, bro, because with the MCG squad, we got plugged in with Duct Tape too, bro. So shout out to Duct Tape and all them. We done it. Shout out to Duct Tape. Shout out to Cap One. That's how I ended up figuring out about the royalty with Cap One before we did. We did a song with him, pushing it. It ain't sweet.
Shout out to Cap One.
Go check that out. But yeah, it was shit, bruh. My mama, shout out to her.
Shout out to mom.
Made it out the hard time. Boy, my uncle, bruh. Uncle Tracy, bruh. Shout out to him, bruh. Yeah.
Real one. That's a real one.
Shout out to Uncle Tracy, dawg. That man did what he had to do. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the whole family. Shout out to my mom and pop. I appreciate y'all. Y'all birth December 21st, 97. Y'all birth the real one.
Boy, shout out to my brother, cause my brother still pushing the issue for me to do this song with Jesus. So I gotta get with Jesus. If you listening, Jesus,
we coming.
Get at us. We got to do this song, bro.
Got to, man. Jesus, I much respect to Jesus, but Jesus ain't recording like that. Tell him, come on, step out of retirement to mess with the real and fuck he's talking about.
Come on, let me see.
Step out and mess with the real one one time.
That gonna be the first verse, nigga. If he do that verse on
Duke Deuce, yeah, I supposed to been doing something with Duke Deuce, bruh. Shit help again.
This shit gonna go crazy. Duke Deuce
was supposed to be on the song. That's why I haven't just dropped the song yet. But Duke Deuce supposed to be on the top of my shit. I knew his manager. I knew a guy from my neighborhood knew his manager. So that's how I ended up getting the price on it or whatever. Just some that shit happened, bro. Like all this shit was happening in this stage of me. Like, damn, well, I got a son on the way, and I didn't know how to take that. Yeah. I couldn't let my son enter this him with me studying, spending money on rap and not making it right now. Then I need to get out here and have some money by the time my son get him. I need to have a roof over my son's head when he get him. You know what I'm saying? So that was one of the reasons I stopped doing it. I had to have I bought a house. You know what I'm saying? Brand new. Got it, you know, with my son or whatever. So, you know, before my son got here. Shit. Was damn near a boss on that motherfucker till I started my own shit. You know what I'm saying? Started my own business. Yeah, shout out to them. Who else I got, bruh? Drew, shout out to Andrew, bro. Shout out to Andrew. They call him Crow.
So yeah, shout out to Andrew, bro. He was telling me he the reason I just stopped rapping about violence. You know what I'm saying? Cause he like, man, there's 100 rappers out here rapping about violence. Get a world something new to listen to. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
Shout out to Drew for that.
Yeah, so that played a big part. Like when I was dropping song, he'll listen to him. Like, hey, nah, need to go back in there and change that. You know what I'm saying? You know, bro, you breathing over the mic type stuff. So you know, I go back.
Gave good, real feedback that you guys listen.
I go back in and tell my people. The dude who cut that, he ain't cut enough out for the verse. You know what I'm saying? When he with me stuff. So you know, shout out to him. You keep it real with me. Who else we got, bro? Shit, man. I'm trying to think of the people that were pushing me, bro.
Cool, man. Hey, blame it on you.
Hey, shout out to Spin Riller, bro. That's why I dropped my first tape at Spin Riller. Shout out to Spin Riller.
Shout out to Spin Riller. Cool, man. I think
that was the popping platform there when I was coming when I was first coming up.
I remember Spin Riller. I caught a few mixtapes off of there allegedly. You know what I'm saying?
You still can get on that right now, bro. Oh boy, look. I don't know how true it is, bro, but we end up buying a beat, bro. We end up buying a beat from this guy that sold it to. Was it Tory Lane? It was either Tory it was either Tory Lane or I can't think of the other dude that Bryson too. Yeah.
Man,
something had end up happening. I don't know what happened, but we end up copping the beat, bro. We end up getting a piece of that beat too. But he was sending this same beat to multiple people. And I don't know where they stand at right now.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? That was in like 2014, bro. Go listen to it. That was one of my hits that everybody was like, damn, this boy, he'll know what to do. This boy, he'll giving us some different ass shit. And it's called Rider. He was like, I'm looking for a rider. Hey, they're gonna hold me down. So, but half of these bitches ain't shit. Yeah, no disrespect to the women, my head. So, you know, boy, I had the hood popping up on that right there, motherfucker was pulling up, bumping that shit. Like, boy, this bitch got to go. So, I had people willing to put money behind me, but I was just starting, you know. But still, big shout out to Dexter, bro, because we was in the hood one night, drinking and chilling, and everybody was like, Mac Freestyle, we used to have these little, my guy used to like, Mac ripped their beat, and I'd be like, I'd be high as a motherfucker. I was smoking and I don't smoke now.
Yeah.
I'd be high as a motherfucker, and I'd just be coming out the top, and they got videos of me going like 5-6 minutes just freestyle nonstop. You know what I'm saying? And Dexter came around one day. And he was like, bro, look, I'm gonna get you to the studio with me. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, bet. You know what I'm saying? So he gave me he took me to my first studio session. So shout out to him, bro.
Again,
Dexter. Shout out to him. AKA, you know.
I think you just shout it out. About everybody, man. But shoot, hey, ain't no problem, man.
Blame. Dude, this how you gonna do this shit, man. Show love to everybody who shows love.
Never forget, man.
Never lost. Man. Forgot a name, I'm sorry, but shout out to y'all.
Charge it to his head, not his heart.
Yeah, so shit. I mean, me and names and shit, we done said, nigga. It was a lot of you didn't get your love. You didn't get your love. You did next time, man.
Yeah. Hey, man. Sure. I think we had an amazing episode of podcast. Amazing interview. The first interview with Gas Team, but definitely won't be the last. We love to hear for y'all as y'all continue to sing.
Pulling up the next time, like Gilly the Kid and Hip Cool and Brother.
Hey, facts.
Hey, shit.
I'll be down there in a minute.
It is at the last interview. One half our podcast and one third of the team. The fuck? Nigga, you are stuck with us for life. Once we fought with you, we stuck with you.
Hey, facts. This is gas, man. You need it.
Hey,
It's inevitable. You need it.
When we leave, we linger, nigga.
We evolve with Earth every day, gang. Yeah. You gotta go to work, don't you? But what it Fact. Take to get work?
Get to work, don't you? What you gonna get?
Yeah. So, man, this has been another episode of the Positive Public School Education Podcast. Shout out to the Guest Gas Team, Money Mac, Nico Loren, Jack
Four times.
And, hey, that's it. Peace.
Yeah.